Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The Wake Up Call. In case you missed it.
So yesterday, Warner Brothers revealed the very first look of Robert Pattinson as the Dark Knight in the upcoming The Batman movie, which is expected to be released in 2021. Now, if you want to watch it, you can text the word Batman to 73389. They're calling it his camera test for it, and he's already in the suit with the cowl and everything.
They did the same thing with Joker.
Oh, okay.
They released the camera test.
What is a camera test?
So it's you put on the costume.
Okay.
And the usually director of photography lights you.
Okay.
And then wants to see how you look in the costume on film.
Got it. Okay.
And usually for like decades, it's been something that like nobody ever saw because it's usually pretty boring.
Okay.
But for some reason, comic book nerds they're ravenous to get a look at something. So now I think maybe not the Joker director. Somebody did it at one point though. And now for some reason, comic book movies, they start doing this. Like that was how we saw the Joker for the first time.
Okay.
Was his camera test.
So, Gavin, you're really big into the Marvel DC Universe thing. I am only a Superman, Batman, and hard stop.
Okay.
Wow.
That's it.
That's it.
I think
missing out on so much.
It's too much.
It's too much. It's too much.
He's a purist.
I'm a huge fan of the original Batman from 1989, the Tim Burton Batman. Mm-hmm. I love the Dark Knight series that Christopher Nolan did with Christian Bale. I don't know how I feel about this yet. I saw it, and you could watch it if you text the word Batman to 73389. It looks a little forced.
Why?
It just feels like we're trying to put the Twilight guy in your head that he is now Batman.
Okay, don't make me defend Robert Pattinson still. Yes, he was Edward Cullen. Since Edward Cullen, since the Twilight movies, he has proven himself to be a damn good actor. Time and time and time again. Y'all just aren't watching him.
What else was he in?
So much stuff.
But not, like, mainstream sit there and go, stuff.
I mean, he's been in a few mainstream stuff, but he's like gone out of his way to say, like, I'm a really good actor, guys. And that Twilight thing, that was a big mistake. Like, he was just in The Lighthouse, and I know many people did not see The Lighthouse, but everyone who did see The Lighthouse was like, that fool was robbed of an Oscar nomination because he was great.
I'm going to say something that I think you guys might find shocking. I disagree with Rain. And I think seeing Robert Pattinson in the bat suit scrubbed the Twilight off of him for me and made me think perhaps I can see him as the Batman.
Sure. Well, good. I'm glad.
I thought he looked, granted, they do that music, okay? Because the screen test, they put music to it.
It's very dramatic music.
Right. And then, you know, he sort of like looks up at the camera. He looks fine.
He's got the chin for it.
He's got the chin for it.
But here's what I like. This is the nerd in me, though, that's like picking it apart.
Oh, God.
There are such subtle changes to the Batman costume in this that it makes me really excited to see this movie.
I saw that. I hate it.
It's not. What
are the changes?
Like the emblem on the chest is like this robotic, metallic, which looks bad.
It looks like a batarang is what it looks like, Rain.
Too hard of a line for the cowl. Like, I don't know. I can't do it.
It's a very throwback to the old Adam West cowl.
No one liked the old Batman series.
But it's very tactical. The cape has a collar for the first time on it. It looks more like a military armor than it looks like a superhero costume.
He's not a soldier.
He's whatever he wants to be. Wow. He's fictional. He's a detective in this one. We've already gone over this.
He has a job? I thought he was he was a billionaire.
He is a billionaire. He's a playboy.
Billionaire playboy.
But Batman.
How did he become a detective? Moved up in the ranks?
He solves crimes. He tracks down criminals.
Okay, but you said he's a detective. Like, he's for the police force?
The world's greatest detective. He works with the police force.
He's not on payroll.
He's not on payroll. He doesn't need to get paid. But he works with Commissioner Gordon. Where have you been?
I know that he... Okay, I just didn't know that he
had... The police department has the bat signal. Where'd you think the bat signal was? The zoo?
You just threw me off when you said detective, as if he could put that on his business card now.
I mean, it also...
what's your name? Batman. Can I get your card?
What do you do? If you would stop the Batman, like, huh... Are you in insurance?
Do you give good benefits? Or?
I mean, there's a part in it where it looks like his cowl is you can see.
Can you guys just explain what a cowl is? The mask
that goes on his head.
Okay, right. Thank you. Because for those people that have never heard that word until yesterday or today, like me, cowl? I didn't know what you're talking about.
But it looks like you can see the stitching on it, so maybe it'll look like he puts this together.
Oh my God, he's a seamstress and detective.
He hires
and
a seamstress.
Crime fighter and billionaire playboy.
He gets Lucius Fox to make all this stuff on the down low. You don't know what you're talking about. You don't know. Do you know?
Is Lucius Fox, is he a cop?
Yeah, he's kind of like a part of the backstory.
He's a military arms dealer that helps him buy stuff.
Okay.
I think he might work for the police.
Look at this.
And he's a seamstress?
You know, the texts are going crazy. You can text Batman to 73389. I got to agree with Rain on this. This seems like to be another George Clooney Batman type movie.
Oh. You are a fool. Whoa. You are a fool.
What is this, Twilight? I'm skeptical.
Okay. All right. No.
That one.
I was skeptical. He looks good. I could watch this, and I'm not even a Batman.
He's supposed to be a young, inexperienced Batman.
He is. He's supposed to be Batman in his second year of doing it.
That's if you're a police person, you're a patrolman. You're not a detective.
How did he already get moved up to detective?
I don't know.
Wow.
Get his seamstress on the phone.
Get his seamstress.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.